Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. Crossland, Corsa and Mokka. Three good reasons to visit the Opel Open Road event.
Now we move to a story that's breaking today because Revenue's customs officers seized a large haul of drugs in Dublin Port. Michael Gilligan is principal officer in Revenue's Investigation, Prosecution and Frontier Management Division and has more detail for us now. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Claire. How are you?
I'm good. How significant was this seizure?
This was a very, very significant seizure, both nationally and internationally, Claire. And it was as part of our normal programme of activity to counter the threat from transnational drug smuggling. A consignment which came into Dublin Port in the last couple of days from Holland was targeted for inspection by one of our drug dog teams. And as a result of the reaction of the drug dog, the consignment was examined. And it was
I wonder which dog was it? Do you have a name for us?
I do, yeah. It was one of our dogs. It was Robbie, a very good dog.
Fair play to him.
Yeah, he's one of the assets we use. We also use x-ray machines and that, but the live dogs are very good. But yeah, as I say, very significant. The concealment was actually in furniture. It was in, these poofs that you'd put your feet up on. And within the poofs was concealed a range of various drug quantities and various drug types.
Okay, it's a sense. I mean,
range.
Simple enough. Was it a poof with a lid on it, or was it nailed or hammered down?
It was a poof with a lid on it, but it wasn't a lid that would come up easy enough. It was trigger reactive.
Okay.
So it was considerable concealment.
And it was 9.8 million euro, you reckon, worth of drugs?
Roughly 9.8 million euro, but what was significant about it was the variation of drugs involved. You had cocaine, heroin, cannabis, both cannabis resin and herb. You had some ketamine, and while there was 60 kilos of cocaine, there was 22 kilos of heroin. Now, 22 kilos of heroin is a very significant seizure for a country the size of Ireland with a population the size of our population.
And do you think it was destined for this market?
At this moment in time, as you can appreciate, the detection and seizure are just one milestone in the whole investigation, line. And at this moment in time, inquiries have been ongoing over the last 48 hours. There's been subsequent searches where we've come across hand-rolled tobacco as well, which have been linked to this seizure. And there's international inquiries going on. So it's far from finished at this stage yet.
All right, Michael, thank you very much for talking to us about that this morning. Michael Gilligan there from Revenue at Dublin Port. We'll take a break.